GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Alex here, ready to cut through the noise and spotlight what really matters in the crypto world. We've got a lot to cover today, so let's dive in. First up, we've got a tale of retreat. The so-called crypto president, yes, Donald Trump himself, has seen his media company exit the Bitcoin ETF arena before it even entered the game. Trump Media and Technology Group just pulled the plug on its entire suite of proposed spot crypto ETFs, including the Truth Social Bitcoin ETF, the Bitcoin and Ethereum ETF, and the Crypto Blue Chip ETF. The company filed a Form RW with the SEC to withdraw these applications and didn't even bother with a press release, just a brief note saying they won't pursue the public offering at this time. It's a disappearing act more abrupt than a Vegas magic show. No clear reasons were given, but one can't help but sense the regulatory winds weren't blowing in their favor. It's a stark reminder that even those with the loudest megaphones in the crypto space can't always deliver when it comes to navigating the regulatory labyrinth. Speaking of navigating the labyrinth, let's shift gears to something that might actually open doors for the crypto industry. President Trump has signed an executive order that could radically alter the playing field for crypto firms. The order, titled Integrating Financial Technology Innovation into Regulatory Frameworks, mandates the Federal Reserve to assess the feasibility of extending direct access to its wholesale payment systems, including Fedwire and Fedmaster accounts, to crypto companies and other fintech upstarts. This move comes after years of crypto firms effectively being treated like the plague by traditional banks. Kraken, for instance, spent half a decade wrestling to get a Fedmaster account and finally succeeded. Now it seems the floodgates might just be opening. This could be a game changer, allowing crypto firms direct access to the core U.S. financial system, potentially reducing costs and increasing efficiency. But let's not pop the champagne too early. The Fed still has to decide just how inclusive it wants to be. Now on to the latest showdown in Washington. Senator Elizabeth Warren is up in arms, and this time she's targeting the legitimacy of bank charters granted to 9 big names in crypto. Warren's firing shots at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, alleging they unlawfully granted national trust charters to firms like Coinbase and Ripple. She's demanding all communication records with President Trump and his kin to be handed over by June 1st. The firms named have essentially become banks under a different guise, and Warren isn't buying it. The timing is interesting, given Trump's recent cozy gestures towards fintech inclusivity. Whether Warren's actions will slow down or reverse these charters remains to be seen, but it's clear she's not planning to let this slide without a fight. For builders and job seekers in the crypto space, these developments are a mixed bag. The retreat of Trump's ETFs might suggest a less welcoming regulatory climate for new financial products, but the executive order on Fed accounts signals potential for greater integration into the traditional financial system. Warren's scrutiny of crypto bank charters could mean increased regulatory hurdles ahead. It's a reminder to keep your compliance team close and your policy experts closer. In this environment, a proactive approach to regulatory engagement could make all the difference. That's it for today's Crypto Grind Daily. Keep building, keep iterating, and stay informed. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.